Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled, Living the Paradox, and the reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
John's father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has visited his people. He has set them free, and he has established for us a saving power in the house of his servant David, as he proclaimed that he would save us from our enemies and from the hands of all who hate us. And so keep in mind his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant us free from fear to be delivered from the hands of our enemies, to serve him in holiness and uprightness in his presence all our days. And you, little child, you shall be called prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare a way for him, to give his people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the faithful love of our God, in which the rising sun has come from on high to visit us, to give light to those who live in darkness and the shadow dark as death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Living the Paradox. Zechariah's words express not only praise of God, but a relief of great stress, don't they? After all, he had been silenced since he questioned Gabriel's announcement that Elizabeth was to have a child, and now his voice has been restored. But there is a shadow side to Zechariah's prayer. What did he understand of the mission of his new son to, quote, go before the Lord to prepare a way for him? And what did he know of the child now growing in Mary's womb, the child who was to grow into the Lord? His joy seems rooted in the need to be free from fear, delivered from the hands of our enemies, from those who hate us. But Zechariah speaks out of the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and it is the Spirit, the giver of life, who testifies that human joy and suffering are inseparably joined. How do we look at these days of our own troubled 21st century? There is certainly suffering in the continuing shadow of pandemic destruction, the stain of racism, and the potential violence spread by dark political manipulation. We see the light, but only as it pierces the darkness and the shadow dark as death that must come before we can know peace. Father Richard Rohr says that we were never taught to stop, to savor, and to hold our feelings of fear, anger, grief, or loneliness. We were taught to get rid of our pain before we learned its lessons. But if we are people of truth, of the scriptures, of the classics of literature, of the great life myths, of our own individual lives, we know that whatever its form, there will always be suffering. It belongs, along with joy, to the mystery of life. Can we see suffering as the redeeming ground of our joy? Tomorrow is our celebration of Christmas, the feast of joy, but we know well that the holy birth leads inexorably to the cross, suffering or joy. The answer, of course, ultimately lies in the one who accepted the contradiction, the Christ who suffered for us and who suffers now with us in our days of shadowed joy and redeeming pain. Can we hold the tension? Can we live the paradox?